And good afternoon, Rabbi Say. We're going to continue now in Simen Aleph Halacha Gimel. If one is following in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, it's on page Hey. And the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel says the following: Roi lecho yirei shamayim shehei meitzar v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. Every person who has reverence and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meitzar and doeg, should feel sad and ultimately worrisome about the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that for every person who has Yirah Shamayim, the absence of the Beis HaMikdash is something that should figure prominently in one's mind. So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Tes writes the following: V'amikubalim ro'i l'chol, v'amikubalim he'erichu ma'od begoldal ma'alas kimas chatzos ki rabahi. The Mikubalim, the Kabbalists, spent a significant amount of time speaking about the importance of getting up at Chatzos, at midnight, in order to lament the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. Kvar nitfas b'sidurim seder ha'anhaga api kisvei ha'arizal. And this entire process has already been written down in the Sidurim based on the practices of the Arizal. And the Mishnah Brura goes ahead and in the rest next couple of lines discusses the format for Tikkun Chatzos, which we're going to skip over a little bit for now. If we skip towards the end of the Mishnah Brura, he says, Umi she'inu yochol lahashkim kodem araboker. If someone is unable to get up before the morning light, meaning let's say, remember going back to the first halacha, so the Shulchan Aruch went ahead. Shulchan Aruch went ahead and explained that a person is supposed to be ma'orer ha-shachar. A person is supposed to wake the dawn. Let's say an individual is not able to go ahead and wake the dawn. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Umi she'eino yachol, someone who is unable to go ahead and wake the dawn, machmas shu chalash b'tiv'o, o shehu yodeya ba'atzmo, she'im yakum ba'ashmores yishan ve'is ha'tfila. Or again, he knows just about his teva, about his nature, that if he goes ahead and he wakes up early, he's going to fall asleep during davening. Mutav lishon kol hatzorech. It is important for a person to sleep in accordance with what he needs. Umikol makom yihye zohir ma'od lakum sha'a ulefachos chatzi sha'a kodem kriyas hasham shabeis haknesses. But a person should still make sure to wake up, he says, at least an hour or at least a half hour before coming to shul, in order to be able to prepare oneself. Kedei shiye yuchal in order to go ahead and prepare oneself to be able to daven with the tzibur, with the congregation, in a state of cleanliness. It's interesting, on the opposite side of the page, in the Be'urim Umusafim, in the Dir Shemishnah Brura, he writes over here an interesting discussion about what is considered to be an appropriate amount of sleep. So he quotes over here that Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, Kasav Shaday Lo Adab Shmona Shaos, that Rambam writes that a person should get 8 hours of sleep. And the Tiferes Yisrael writes, he says, Shekol Zehu Ad Gil Chamishim, Ava Megil Chamishim Ve'elech Dai Lishon Chamesh O Shesh Shaos Balayla. So interestingly enough, he says that is dafka from 50 and on, that is a dafka until 50, but from 50 and on, a person could go ahead and sleep 5 or 6 hours that night. Ubizmanenu das hagon Rav Kanievsky, shebaofen ragil, Adam, shebaofen ragil tzarech Adam lishon sheva shos. He quotes over here the Stipler, and the Stipler Gon said that a person should try to sleep at least 7 hours. So it's interesting that again the Rambam says 8 hours, the Stipler says 7 hours, and interesting enough, either one sound like an incredible amount of sleep. I think most of us probably don't get that much sleep, which may account for our lack of kavan in certain things. In any event, that's the halacha. So he goes on, he says, Shiyehei meitzar. I'm continuing in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud. Aval haTorah vehatfilah yihyeh besimcha. So this is a very beautiful idea. So the Mishnah Brura writes that as much as one is supposed to be in a state of sadness and anguish over the Beis HaMikdash, but one's learning and one's tefillah, one's learning and prayer, should always be in a state of simcha. And again, in the Be'urim Umusafim, in the Dirshnu Mishnah Brura, note 27, he writes, Shene'emar ivdu as Hashem besimcha, ubitam hadaver shein lidog v'lios meitra lechorben be'eis halimud v'atvila, kasav ra'achayim shuhu mishum shetvilos keneget midim tiknum, v'amru chazal gedola tvila yosem in akarbanos, v'chein amru be'in yalim in haTorah, shekala osik patora kilu hikrif karbanos. So he quotes such a beautiful idea, that since when one learns and one davens, it's as if one is offering karbanos. Therefore, to a certain degree, one does not have to be in a state of agony and sadness over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash when one is learning and davening, because when one is learning and davening, they have a quasi-Beis HaMikdash experience. Therefore, again, as much as one is supposed to kind of be perpetually saddened by the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, when one is davening and when one is learning, one must make sure to approach those two things with an incredible sense of simcha. He quotes in the Mishnah Berura, Sifka and Yud Aleph, Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Kasuv Shala Shebechol Su'uda Yomer Al Naros Bavel. So he quotes over here the Minog, that the Shala writes that by every meal during the week, we should write Al Naros Bavel. And of course, again, Al Naros Bavel is the capital that speaks about the terrible sadness after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and of course, it's not appropriate to say such a mournful and sad capital. Yomar Shir Hamalos B'Shuv Hashem Eshiva Sion. V'ha'ikar Sheyeda Maka Amar. V'achar Kavonas Halev Heina Dvarim. And the idea, says the Mishnah Berurah, is therefore again, during the week, we remember the Churban by each and every meal by reciting Al Naros Bavel. On Shabbos, we still make reference to the Beis HaMikdash, but in a more positive way. Shira Malos B'Shuva Shema Shiva Sion. We see in the capital that speaks about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us, ultimately when the Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. But the idea, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that this is not just about reciting words, this is about Kavanah Salif. This ultimately, again, is about recognizing what it is that you're doing and understanding and taking the time to reflect on that which we lack, while at the same time stoking the fire of eager anticipation for that which we hope to have soon. Let's continue with the Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalid. Shulchan Aruch writes, he says, Tov ma'at tachnunim bekavana, meharbos below kavana. So a little bit of tachnun, a little bit of supplications with kavana, with concentration and intent, is better than a lot of tachnun, a lot of supplications without intent. In other words, what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to convey over here, specifically in the realm of tefillah, is that sometimes less is more. And that sometimes a person knows, I can't have kavana for the entire tefillah, so better to go ahead and at least focus on having kavana on some parts, even if it means you actually end up saying less, than to go ahead and say everything without the requisite kavana. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says very beautifully, Avalim ha'amin now in Sif Katan Yud Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah below kavana, Avalim ha'mar be'kivin gamkein. But the truth is, if you go ahead and you say a lot with kavana, ha'mar be'tov yoser. So obviously the Mishnah Berurah says that although, yes, sometimes less is more, if you could do more with kavana, that's certainly better. Vim ha-ma'it yesh lo ones, ve'im yo'ach ala-harich, o shehu m'sha'er ba'atzmo shim yarech lo yeluch ala-chavin, u'me'ma'it b'tachnun ba'orim b'kavana, nechshav lefnei Hashem yisparach kimo ose sheyesh lo penai, u'ma'arich b'tachnun b'kavana. And Mishnah Berurah says something so beautiful, that if a person, either because of extenuating circumstances, or an individual because he knows what he's able to do and what he's not able to do, but he realizes that he will not be able to have kavana throughout the entirety of tefillah. So he has kavana to the best of his ability. In the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, that person who only had kavana for a short amount of time, his tefillah is just as impactful and just as important as a person who had tefillah for a longer period of time. And this is the principle that we say, whether you do a lot or whether you do a little, as long as you have kavana, that's what matters most. In other words, that each person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looks at on their own. And so for the individual who's able to daven the entire davening with kavana and does so, wonderful. But for the person who's not able to do it, but does the best that he can, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that person has accomplished just as much. V'chein le'inyan Talmud Torah, inyan kein, the same thing is true with learning. Ki akol talui lifnei Hashem yisparach, im osa kol asher b'kocho lasos. What the Ribono Shel Olam looks for more than anything is effort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know that you're doing whatever you can in order to go ahead and actualize your potential. Umishu bal Torah v'yesh lo lev lahavin v'lilmo. This is another interesting idea. Someone who has a head for learning. He has a heart and a head to understand and to desire to learn. Yochol limnoa milomar harbe trinosu bakashos hanitfosos besidurim v'tov yoser sheyilmad bimkomam. If somebody has an affinity and a talent for learning, so the Mishnah Berurah says that it could be that for such a person, he can go ahead and forego on certain supplemental tefillos that are included in the Siddur, in order that he can go ahead and devote himself more fully to Torah. Person must make sure to learn Musar every single day, whether you learn a lot or whether you learn a little. Because the greater you are, the more intense and the stronger your Yetzirah is. The Tavlana Yetzirah, Hu Tochachas Ma'amari Chazal. And the only antidote, the only remedy for the Yetzirah are the words of Musar of Chazal. Back up top to the Shulchan Aruch to Sif Hei. Tov Lomar Parshas Ha'akida U'Parshas Haman Ve'Aseres Ha'Dibros U'Parshas Ola U'Mincho U'Shlomim Bechatas Va'asham. So as part of davening, in the morning, it's important to say Parshas Akedah, which of course again is a section that details Akedas Yitzchok, as well as Parshas Haman, so the section that refers again to the miraculous food we enjoy in the desert known as the Man, V'aseres HaDibros, Ten Commandments, Parshas Ola U'Mincha Shlom V'Chatas Asham. The Parshas of the different Karbanos, we call this today Ezehu Makoman. It was codified in the Mishnah as Ezehu Makoman. And so let's see the Mishnah Berurah here for just a moment. Paragraph Yud Gimel Mishnah Berurah. Parshas HaAkedah, Kodem Parshas HaKarbanos. We recite Parshas HaAkedah before the section of Karbanos. V'yachol lomar Parshas HaAkedah, Parshas Haman afilu b'Shabbos. And you can recite these paragraphs of Parshas HaAkedah and Parshas Haman even on Shabbos. Now, of course, what's unique about that is, well, more unique in terms of Parshas Haman, because Parshas Haman is often included as a school of a parnosa. That's really the idea behind it, ultimately recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with our daily bread. And even though, of course, Shabbos is a day that we are supposed to remove our thoughts from such things, we are still permitted to say Parshas Haman even on Shabbos. Ve'ein dai ba'amira. It's not enough just to say it. Ela she yisponin mashu omer. Person has to think about, contemplate what they're saying. V'yakir niflaos Hashem. And a person should recognize the greatness, the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chei mashu omer b'gimara. Kolo omer tila l'david shalosh pamim b'chol yom. Muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. Gamkin bofen hazeh. Say kolz over the Gemara Maseches Brachos. And the Gemara says that if you say Ashrei three times a day, you are guaranteed a portion in the world to come. So the Ritva, already in his commentary on that Gemara, says, now don't get carried away. It doesn't just mean you could just say Ashrei three times a day and you can go and get Olam Haba. So the Ritva says, what it means is if you say Ashrei three times a day in conjunction with other good deeds, that is a recipe for success and you'll get a beautiful Olam Haba. Here the Mishnah Berurah adds in that it's not just enough to say the words of Ashrei, one must actually understand and appreciate the words of Ashrei the same way that one must understand and appreciate the words of Parshas HaAkedah and Parshas Haman. V'tam la'amiros kol zeh. Why do we say this? Ki Parshas HaAkedah kedei lizkor zechus avos b'chol yom. So first of all, Parshas HaAkedah is there in order to really, so to speak, remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Zuchus Avos, of the merit of our forefathers. Meaning that we operate with the idea that sometimes we don't possess the requisite merits to be able to get what we want from the Ribono Shel Olam. But the good news is, where my account ends, I have Zuchus Avos, I have illustrious ancestors whose Zuchuyos I can also bank on in a time of need. Therefore, every single day, we begin with Parshas HaAkedah, so that there should be something I need throughout the day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to give it to me, if not in my merit, in the merit of my avos. V'gam kidei lahachnia Yisrael, kimo sheyasmaser Yitzchak nafsho. It's also humbling. The same way that Yitzchak humbled himself and was willing to offer himself up as a karban, we don't have to offer ourselves up as a karban per se, but we have an obligation to humble ourselves as well. Uparshas Haman, why do we say the parsha of the man? Kidei sheyamin shakom mizonos av ba'in bahashkacha pratis. To remember that all of my mizonos, all of my earnings come through divine providence. Ukidichsev. Ultimately, just like in the Mon, whether you took a lot, you took a little, you ended up with exactly what you were supposed to have. It's true in Parnasa also, that although one is supposed to put in his shtadlus, the Ramchal brings down that if a person's putting in too much shtadlus and it comes at the expense of my ruchnios, I'm not going to make more money or be more successful as a result of that. The only shtadlus that ultimately is successful in this world is shtadlus that does not come at the expense, or I should say shtadlus that partners with a sense of ruchnios as well. He goes on, v'aseres hadibros, why do we say v'aseres hadibros? Kidei sheyisgar. I'm sorry, I accept the Yerushalmi. Isa b'Yerushalmi brachas. He quotes a beautiful Yerushalmi. Kolo omer parshas Haman muftach lo shelo yisma'atu mizonosav. Whoever says Parshas Haman every single day, there is a premise that his parnasa, his mizonos, his sustenance will not be diminished. Why? Aseres Hadiblos, Kedei Sheyizkor B'chol Yom Ma'amad Har Sinai Ve'Yizchazek Emunoso B'Hashem. In order that every single day you should remember a Sinaitic revelation, thereby strengthening your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parshas HaKarbanos, the Aminar B'Menachos, Zos Toras HaChatos, Kalo Osik B'Toras Chatos, Kilo Hikriv Chatos. Because the halacha is that when you learn about karbanos, it's as if you have actually offered up those karbanos. Based on the pasuk of Unushalma Parim Sfasenu, we're able to literally go ahead and pay the karbanos, do the karbanos with our lips. Shlamim, so if we go back up top, I'm sorry, let's actually see the next two Mishnah Berurahs. Yudalit Shlamim, Vuadin Parshas Toda, Degamhi Bechla Shlamim. We should also see the section of the Toda, the Thanksgiving offering. The Achar Ola Ushlamim V'Toda Yomer Parshas Nesachim. Should also say the Parshas of the wine libations, Ki Ein Zevach Balo Nesachim, because there is no such thing as a Krabban without a libation. Aval Chatas V'Asham Ein Ta'un Nesachim. But the Chatas and Asham didn't have Nesachim come with them. Next Mishnah Berurah, Tes Vav Chatas, Ein V'Magin Aram Shekasav, Dimyodea Shinis Chayiv Chatos, Yomar Parshas Chatos Kodem, Umidivishai Poskim Lamash McCain. This is interesting. The Magen Avraham says that if I know that I have done something that warrants a Chatos, then I should go ahead and say the Chatos paragraph first, because that is the carbon for which I am actually liable for. But others explain that Shire Poskim say, no, we say it as part of the regular order each and every day, even if I know that there's something I've done that would require of me a Chatos. Back up to the top, the statement of the Ramah by Haggah in Sif Hei in the Shulchan Aruch Haggah, V'dafka b'yachid mutar lomar aseres hadibros b'chol yom. Now the Ramah is qualifying that which the Shulchan Aruch said, because the Mechaber said that you are supposed to go ahead and say aseres hadibros each and every day. So the Ramah says that is true, but only as an individual. One is not supposed to say that as part of the tzibor. Aval oser la'amram b'tzibor. However, again, it is prohibited to go ahead and read the Aseres HaDibros as part of the Tzibor. Interestingly enough, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zayin, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, why can't you say Aseres HaDibros B'Tzibor in the congregation? It would seem so fitting and so beautiful. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mipnei HaKofrim, because of the agnostics, the apikarsim, those who don't believe, Sheyomru Ein Torah Elazu, who try to go ahead and say, nothing else in the Torah is important except for the Ten Commandments. Ubifrat bizmaninu. So the Mishnah Berurah says, especially in our times, ulakach, ein kosvin oso gam kein al kuntres hamayuchal tzibor. So too one should not go ahead and write down the Ten Commandments on a particular plaque in the shul either. We'll discuss that in just a moment. Yeshikasvu de lo asra lo omro b'tzibor el lekavo bein abrachos kemo kriyashma. Aval kolden baruch shamar muta af b'tzibor. Others explain that you can't establish aseres hadibros as part of davening, but to go ahead and say it before baruch shamar is totally fine. Va'ana naktina le'esra b'tzibor klalu klal. But we go ahead and we say that it is usher to say it as part of congregational prayer, no matter when you're saying it. Ubiyachid, so what the Mishnah Berurah comes out and explains, and again, the backdrop to this is important. The Gemara Maseches Brachos explains that originally, Aseres HaDibros were part of formal prayer, part of formal tefillah. But as a result of the meaning, the apikarsim, the agnostics, tried to say nothing else is important in the Torah except the Aseres HaDibros, they took Aseres HaDibros out. They took it out from davening. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that an individual is permitted to say it, but not permitted to say it as part of formal davening. That's why, if you'll notice in the Siddurim, you could find the Aseres HaDibros after the conclusion of Shachris. So you'll find, let's say, the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the 30 principles of faith of the Rambam, you'll find the Sheish Zechiros, the six remembrances, and you'll also find the Aseres HaDibros. That is fine for an individual to recite it there, but the Tzibor may not go ahead and say it there. Interestingly enough, in the Biurim Umusafim, on the Dirshu side of the Mishnah Berurah, see, quotes over here an interesting idea in the name of the Rambam in his Tshuvas, that the Rambam was against individuals standing up when we read Aseres HaDibros on Shabbos. Right? Let's say in Parshas Yisro, he was there in Devarim, he was against this practice of standing up, the Rambam, because he felt that this feeds into the mentality that the Aseres HaDibros is the most important thing, when in fact that is not the case. In number 33 on the Dirshu side, he also speaks about an interesting idea of writing the Aseres HaDibros, let's say on some type of plaque or something that's put on top of the Aron Kodesh, which you find in many shuls. It sounds like from what the Mishnah Berurah is saying that one is not permitted to do that, because the Mishnah Berurah explicitly said one can't write the Aseres HaDibros on a plaque in the shul. So he writes over here, quoting various opinions, that when that plaque or that those luchos, so to speak, are perched on top of the Aron, and it's clear that the Sefer Torah is in the Aron, then the message is understood. The message is clearly that it's not that the Aseres HaDibros are the be-all and all, but rather the Aseres HaDibros are representative of that which resides in the Aron. Therefore, as much as the Mishnah Berurah said that one should not write the Aseres HaDibros on a plaque in the shul, it would appear that if that plaque or if those quote-unquote tablets are attached to the Aron Kodesh in some way, then there's no concern, then it's understood that the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibros, are not the most important part of Torah, but rather, again, that they're representative, which also ties in very beautifully. There's a statement of Reb Sajik, and Reb Sajik explains that, in fact, it is possible to learn out all Taryag mitzvos from the Aseres HaDibros, and especially if those luchos are perched on top of the Aron, then it's clear what it's saying is that contained within these Ten Commandments is the rest of the Torah that you will find in the Aron below. All right, Debose, we'll stop here for today. And Yeretz Hashem will pick up with Halacha Vav tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.